Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Downcast. Thank you, radio podcast. It's not a downcast. It's actually an upcast. Why do I say that? We're here at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit in Chicago, and I've got the head engineer, Bill Kaproth, so anything goes wrong, it's my fault, because we have the pros today. This is 945A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. I think we must be doing it. That's more than 18 years, I think. So this is a wonderful thing, our relationship with RadioMD. They do a great job. And you get the important stories of the week and what they mean to you in the A segment. The B's are always guests that we get to interview on important topics like a continuous glucose monitor. Should you have one? Who should have one? And why is it important? And why do I think that will change behavior? Well, we'll get back to that. But story one, the difference between low carb and keto and which is better for weight loss. Story two, high levels of sunscreen ingredients end up in your bloodstream. What sunscreen should you use? I'm going to break tradition and give you the answer right now in the tease portion, but it is a micronized, not a nanoparticle, not a full particle, but a micronized zinc oxide. It's a little white if you put it on thick, but you should put it on thick. It's a little oily. That's okay. Much better than getting the toxins for your liver with the sunscreen or turning ashen gray if you use micronized titanium dioxide. We did that with Mehmet once. It's a great sunblock, works well, except when you sweat a little, that sweat turns, by the acid content, turns your skin so it looks like you're dead. I tried to do resuscitation on Mehmet when he did that. Repetition helps preschoolers to learn healthy food. What do we mean by that? And what should you tell them? What repetition? It's not just this is good for you. There's a specific way you should do that. Use of meds for enlarged prostate might delay a cancer diagnosis. It's another reason to get one of the newer procedures, which are benign for benign prostatic hypertrophy, rather than go on meds. Oh, I hope there is a pharmaceutical sponsor that doesn't take this podcast because of that. Global obesity is rising faster in rural areas than in cities. By the way, I hope there is a procedure manufacturer that does take this podcast. Resume and the green laser are wonderful for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Very low risk and good for you, and good for your sleep as well. Global obesity is rising faster in rural areas than cities. What does that mean? Move out of the country, right? Move to the city. Now, I'm only kidding. We'll get to what it means. And the four types of doctor visits you should have for a long and healthy life. So what's the story on meds for enlarged prostate? Well, what it does is it decreases the PSA value. So your doc, if they're just a general practitioner, a family practitioner, internist, or nurse practitioner, if they're not aware of this, could be fooled. They think, no problem. The trend isn't down anymore, isn't up anymore. Wrong. So you've got to adjust because they decrease the PSA by a substantial amount, probably about 50% of your value, and you've got to adjust that trend so that if it's going up, you do get the ultrasound and a biopsy or treatment, or you know you've got to get treatment for it. Lots of treatments. By the way, for benign prostatic hypertrophy, the green laser or the Resume procedure where they inject hot water into it, wonderful adjuncts for people because you get relief from the symptoms of benign prostatic hypertrophy, like having to get up at night. Every guy over 70 has this. Most guys over 55 have it. But if you make it to 77 without being on a med or without having a procedure, we have to check your genotype. But anyway, no, I'm kidding, of course. But anyway, it is common among guys. So you are often needing these procedures. Go to the urologist. don't just get put on one of the meds that you have to stand for life. They have a lot of significant side effects. One of them is failure to diagnose cancer when it's appropriate, as this story this week has gone on. High levels of sunscreen ingredients, all of the chemical sunscreens get absorbed and are toxic to liver or kidney or even brain. The one you want, micronized zinc oxide. Look for it. Micronized zinc oxide, get an SPF 15 or above, and you don't have to pay a lot for more than that. These are good. Keep putting them on. Put them on every day. Put them on every day. Put them on every day. So it's like washing your hands, use sunscreen. You know, there's some common things. Your mom told you to treat other kids nicely. Well, she probably told you to eat your veggies. She was right on both of those. She's right on put the sunscreen on and wash your hands, too. By the way, you want to cover up as much as you can, especially from the hours of 10 to 2. Stroke, why a fast response is critical. It's critical to open up the blood vessels. The faster you get there, the fewer brain cells you lose. The more your stem cells will come to replace those, the more you'll regain brain function over time. So have a plan. Know how to hit the button. Carry your cell phone and 911 ability with you wherever you go. If you use a watch, use the watch. Keep it on. Keep it on. So remember FAST, F facial. A is asymmetry. S is, I think, stuttering. I used to know what these stood for well, the acronym of FAST. Hopefully someone will tell me. Time is of the essence, but it is, if you're asymmetrical, you have an arm problem, different one from the other, you have facial asymmetry, you have stuttering or slurring of speech, time is of the essence. So the S stands for speech and slurring your speech or not being able to get it out. And T, time is of the essence. Even if you have a minor procedure, a minor episode and it goes away, get help, because this is one of the cases where going on high doses of statin, getting aspirin and baby aspirin, or getting surgery if you've got a really tight stenosis is important. So get to the hospital fast. Again, I want to thank Bill Klaproth. We're here at the on-site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Strategy Summit, a wonderful summit. Great, if you will, speakers at these major, if you will, plenary sessions that are sponsored by companies. Sneak in. If you're not a healthcare, if you're not a member, sneak into one of the meetings, especially the morning and lunchtime and evening sessions. They're wonderful sessions. I only hope I can do as well as the last two did. The last one was Mitch Joel, founder of Six Pixels Group, innovator and a best-selling author, gave a brilliant talk on everything that's changing. And this morning, Nancy Duarte, best-selling author again, talking about how to present a problem so that people will change. I'll go over that a little bit. I did in a special thing that we did with Bill Klaproth, so you'll want to listen to that. That is not on you, the owner's manual, but I got to tell you about the way it is. Identify the problem from data, make a recommendation, and then inspire your boss to change or whoever it is you want to change. So identify the problem. Our genes haven't changed since 1974, only our choices have. That causes huge brain dysfunction. And preventing brain dysfunction isn't rocket science. Motivate yourself to 6+2 normals, plus the 11 things that have been shown in at least 4 studies from brain for preventing brain dysfunction. Inspire your own C-suite, that's your brain, to keep action, and then get your employee, that's the rest of your body, to take action. And those, also your friends, it's not an isolated game. Friends to keep your brain and keep doing programs that help you make yourself younger. That's what I'm going to talk about here. But in any case, we're back now to talking about the keys in the news of the week. What's the difference between low carb and keto? Well, in fact, they both have under 60 grams of carbs a day. And if you eat them in a specific way, you make the keto diet healthy. That is, have salmon and nuts and beans as your protein sources. Low carb and keto can both be incredibly healthy for you when done for especially discrete periods of time. The difference, keto, you want to get ketosis, which means under 60 grams of carbs a day, and a time-restricted eating. So you eat from, say, 10 to 7, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and do a little exercise before the 10 a.m., you'll develop ketosis. Good for your brain, good for your body, when done in discrete intervals and not continuously. The microbes in the gut are dangerous if you have a bad keto. That's one of the bad things to talk about with it. Can medical marijuana help kids with autism? Who knows? We don't have good studies. We need the FDA to stop it as a class one drug, get it into class two, so the rest of us can study it without fear of committing a felony or losing our DEA licenses. So that's one of the reasons. We can't now prescribe medical marijuana, even if you're in a state that allows it, because you're creating a federal felony. So all you can do is recommend it. But we need better studies to find out, does it really work? In what situations does it work? We don't know. So the message, talk to your doc, talk to your legislators about getting the FDA, write letters to the FDA about reclassifying it back to a Schedule II. It was Schedule II until 1971 when in the Nixon administration they made it a Schedule I drug. Next is, does removing your appendix put you at risk for Parkinson's? The answer is no. So a lot of studies on both sides of the issues. The answer is no, don't worry about it. If you need your appendix out, get it out. Next thing, repetition helps preschoolers learn to eat healthy food. So what you should repeat, lentils help you run faster, and you want it to be accurate. And so you want it to have the nutrients in lentils have been shown to improve muscle functioning. And this is has been proven now to work on getting kids to do this. But you want to have a real plan where it is you're talking to them about things that really work. So let me give you another example. Spinach makes you stronger. That's actually right. Or spinach keeps your eyes better so you'll be able to hit a target better. What you want to do is give them real things, but with the vegetables and food you want. So salmon is a great protein because it helps you get a higher income because you'll be smarter, and that's what it does. So really use the repetition, but use it accurately. Problem, 33 years trends, body mass index is increasing throughout the United States. We're getting fatter, a pound and a quarter per person per year, but it's worse in rural areas. You go to a rural area, to one of those fast food or quick serve places, it's unbelievable how big those people are, and it is a problem. Walmart, thank you, raised the tobacco age to 21. Why don't you just stop selling tobacco, Walmart, like CVS did? You can do it. Go ahead. Take the plunge. You'll see it'll help your consumers live longer. You'll have them longer. Okay, enough of that. I don't know if Walmart's a sponsor. Walmart has done a whole mess of really good things, such as they are the ones selling organic produce, more than anyone else. They are selling 100% whole grains more than anyone else. So Walmart is a benefit and can do benefit and has done benefits. I would love them as a sponsor because I really believe they are a company that can change behavior. Four types of doctor visits: screenings, immunizations. Those are two. Screenings, immunizations, counseling on how to get healthy, and other questions you may have about what your exercise is. And the fourth is preventive care recommendations. Okay, so key points today. Go keto, but do it with healthy keto. Use micronized zinc oxide as your sunscreen. Repeat to your kids things that are good for them and keep doing it repeatedly. Meds for enlarged prostate may delay the diagnosis of prostate cancer. Make sure you understand that and enjoy life. Thanks to Bill Kaproth. We're here on, I should pronounce his name, Kaproth correctly. We're here. He's the head engineer on Radio MD, so thank you. We're at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit. He's doing this on location in Chicago. Come sneak in. The plenary sessions are great. Thanks very much, and don't sneak in, really. It isn't that expensive to attend a great conference, and if you're in marketing, whether it's healthcare or not, this is a great conference to attend. Thanks very much for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Rate us if you like us, especially if you like us. Don't rate us if you didn't think it was good. But thanks again for downloading us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You can take control. You can live at the top of your curve for much longer than you think.